Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. The Tata Trusts find themselves navigating another bout of internal turbulence. Deborshi Chaki reports that former trustee Meheli Mistry has challenged his ouster before the Maharashtra Charity Commissioner, seeking scrutiny of appointments and key Tata Sons related decisions. In a separate report, Deborshi writes that Tata Trusts held review meetings ahead of the crucial June 12th Tata Sons board meeting. The government is hopeful that measures announced last week to improve foreign investor access to government securities, G-Sec, will help India secure inclusion in the Bloomberg Global Aggregate Bond Index, report Meghna Mittal and Priyansh Verma. AI dominated the conversation at TCS's annual meeting. Chairman N. Chandrasekaran sees AI not as an existential threat, but as the biggest opportunity yet for TCS. While TCS says it will not be hiring the kinds of numbers it used to earlier as a result of AI deployments, AI-related revenue at the company is already running at an annualized $2.5 billion, reports Reshab Shaw. AI agents may eventually match TCS's employee count, prompting the company to become far more selective in hiring. Zepto's updated IPO documents provided some interesting insights. Aryaman Gupta decodes the quick commerce firm's updated draft prospectus and finds that while some early investors are cashing out, founders Adit Palicha and Kevalya Vohra are holding on to their stakes. Aryaman also reports that Zepto generated more than 1,600 crore rupees in advertising revenue in FY26. Zepto also disclosed that its founders, Palicha and Vohra, were summoned by the Enforcement Directorate. A decision by the Pentagon could provide a huge opportunity for Indian pharmaceutical players. Vishwanath Pilla writes that the US Department of Defense's decision to classify WuXi AppTech as a Chinese military company could create opportunities for Indian contract research, development, and manufacturing firms. Given WuXi's dominant role in global pharma supply chains, even a modest shift in business could have significant implications for Indian players. State Bank of India has laid out its listing roadmap. Hamsini Karthik reports that Chairman C.S. Sethi expects Unit SBI Asset Management Company to list before SBI General Insurance. While the insurer trails segment leaders in market share, Sethi said its underwriting performance remains among the strongest in the industry. You may soon be able to pay your rent with your credit card again. Anand Jay and Bhavya Dilipkumar report that PhonePe and Cred have started testing out rental payments via credit cards under the marketplace model. The fintechs are likely to launch this product next month. Most fintechs had stopped accepting rent payments by credit card after the RBI expressed displeasure over using credit cards for person-to-person payments. Courtrooms are dealing with a surge in travel demand this summer. Rajesh Kumar reports that judges are handling a spike in requests from accused individuals seeking permission to travel abroad for weddings, family holidays, education, medical treatment, and business commitments. Recent approvals include those granted to Raj Kundra, Malvinder Mohan Singh, and Roshini Kapoor. The moves highlight the judiciary's effort to balance personal liberty with the need to ensure participation in legal proceedings. And finally, a peek inside the corridors of India Inc. This edition of MC Insider follows the heir apparent at a leading lender, the scramble for healthcare assets, and how private equity firms are cashing out faster through IPOs. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.